That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. This past week, the government announced plans to reinstate the prisoner voting ban. The ban was altered in June 2020 by the Labour-led coalition government in a change which allowed prisoners serving a sentence of less than 3 years to vote in general elections. This change followed a recommendation from New Zealand's High Court, which found a prisoner voting ban was inconsistent with New Zealand's Bill of Rights. This year, in 2025, the government is now looking at repealing the bill and reinstating the ban. The National Party has argued that there are certain responsibilities that members of society must uphold, and that those who do not fulfil these responsibilities will have their rights taken away. Asked about human rights concerns and the High Court ruling on the bill, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said, "I do not care what anyone else says about it." This bill is set to join others as part of this government's tough-on-crime approach. In our weekly catch-up with National's Tom Rutherford, I asked about the prisoner voting ban and how the change would benefit the general public. I wanted to start off today with the prisoner voting changes. Before we get into the current government's stance on the issue, what are the voting rights for prisoners at the moment?
Yeah, so we've made some announcements last week through the Minister of Justice that if you want to be part of modern society, there are responsibilities as well as rights. So if you breach those responsibilities and you're sentenced to prison, then temporarily you lose those rights. You lose some of those rights, which include the ability to vote. Restoring prisoner voting was typical of what we saw with the previous government's sort of soft on crime approach, and we don't agree with it. And so that's why we're bringing this proposed change, which will establish a consistent approach to prisoner voting, regardless of the length of sentence.
If you could elaborate a little bit more on the government's, I guess, rationale for bringing around this change now.
Yeah, so our rationale is that we're committed as a government to restoring law and order. We've already seen some positive changes in the space around reductions in serious violent crime, for example, and part of our response is to place a greater emphasis on personal responsibility and accountability. The voting ban will be progressed as part of an electoral amendment bill, which will be announced in April and set for introduction later this year. That happens every 3 years after the election. We get an electoral amendment bill, hence why we're making these changes as part of those suite of changes that are coming. And when prisoners have served their time, they will enjoy the full restoration of electoral rights. The Department of Corrections and the Electoral Commission currently coordinate to support prisoners with re-enrolment upon their release, and this good work will continue.
You mentioned the tough-on-crime element. It's also been mentioned by the Prime Minister and Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith talking about this bill being part of the government's more general tough-on-crime approach. I guess, how does this bill fit into that, you know, reducing or addressing crime in Aotearoa?
Yeah, it's just one part of our suite of changes. It comes back to the fundamental idea around personal responsibility and accountability, and it's placing a really strong emphasis on your individual rights. And in this case, if you breach those responsibilities and you're sentenced to prison, then temporarily you lose some of those rights, which include the ability to vote.
Yeah, but in actual terms, you know, in practical terms, how is this bill addressing actual crime rates in Aotearoa?
Well, the Electoral Amendment Bill isn't focused on law and order specifically. It's an Electoral Amendment Bill which is focused on changes to the way elections are undertaken in New Zealand and electoral changes that are being proposed. There's a number of recommendations that make up the proposed Amendment Bill which will be coming in later this year, and this is just one part of that change.
The High Court, in looking at this ban, has said it would be inconsistent with the New Zealand Bill of Rights. Is this something that the government is concerned about?
Yeah, New Zealanders have the right to go and live their lives without being the victims of crime. With those rights come responsibilities, and if you breach those responsibilities, then there are consequences for that. This is part of our broader message around the fact that there need to be real consequences for crime and clear messages that society doesn't tolerate it and that there are consequences for that.
Traditionally, our Bill of Rights in New Zealand has been applicable to, you know, all people, regardless of, you know, prisoner status or not, and various other factors. When the High Court's reviewing this, you know, they've said that this change would be depriving these prisoners of their human rights. I'm asking about that. Is the government concerned about that?
Yeah, so every piece of legislation that comes through Parliament gets a BORA report, which is the New Zealand Bill of Rights report, as you're alluding to, previous High Court ruling in that case around this change or making some of the changes in this space. But what we're ultimately saying is that as a government, New Zealanders have the right to go about their lives without being the victims of crime. With rights come responsibilities, and if you breach those responsibilities, there are consequences for that. And in this case, if you're sentenced to prison, then you lose the ability to vote in the general election while you're in prison.
Mm. You've spoken on, I guess, the impact of crime on everyday New Zealanders. If we're looking at the issues that everyday New Zealanders are facing right now, we've got major things like cost of living, overcrowding in healthcare, you know, rising rent, all of these big factors impacting people in their day-to-day lives. How is the ban on prisoner voting, I guess, going towards addressing these major issues that people are facing right now?
Yeah, it's just one cog in it's one small cog in a very big wheel. You know, we are relentlessly focused on the cost of living and reducing the cost of living and having a strong New Zealand economy. Absolutely, we've been relentlessly focused on restoring law and order and then delivering good quality public services, particularly in education and healthcare. So, you can ask me plenty of questions on any of those topics as well. We've got our budget coming up in 2 weeks' time as well, and there'll be more to say in and around what work we're doing around the economy and reducing the cost of living in there as well. So happy to talk about those sorts of topics too.
Mm. Previous research in Aotearoa has also found that Māori are consistently overrepresented in the criminal justice system, facing over-policing, overcharging and over-conviction. This was one of the main reasons why the prisoner voting ban was originally lifted. Reinstating the ban would disproportionately affect Māori. Is this a concern that the government is keeping in mind?
Yeah, this is often what you see when you have the alternative in the previous government that we saw with Labor. They got rid of the ban. It was part of their soft-on-crime approach. It was previously in place under the previous national government, and we're just bringing that back in. And we're pretty unapologetic about it, that this is not about targeting particular groups of people or ethnicities or anything like this. This is about rights and responsibilities, and some people losing some of those based on the consequences of their actions. I'm personally held accountable for what I do, and I'm responsible for my actions, as I believe everybody else should be for their own individual actions too.
Mm. You've spoken a lot about rights and responsibilities here. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, how does this ban, you've mentioned how it might affect these people, these prisoners who are losing their voting rights. How does it benefit the rest of Aotearoa? How does it benefit the rest of New Zealand?
It says to them that if you are a good New Zealand citizen, you go about your day-to-day life, you contribute to our society, you make meaningful changes and efforts to be a good New Zealand citizen, then you won't lose some of these rights and responsibilities that we are implementing in this space. So the flip side of the coin, for most of the general public, they go about their day-to-day lives, don't get involved in any criminal activity, and they maintain the right to have their say over the democracy of New Zealand.
Mm. So I guess the voting ban here, you're implying that it almost provides a disincentive for people committing crimes, or what's going on there?
Well, I'm simply saying, if you're losing sleep over potentially losing your ability to vote, well then maybe consider your actions in the first place that are leading to you to, find yourself in a position of being in prison in the first place. And so, if you just go about your day-to-day life, don't commit illegal activities, don't go to prison, then you won't need to be facing the consequences of potentially losing your ability to vote.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the prisoner voting ban and how it would benefit the general public.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.